As before, the Resistance was able to send a lone warrior, a protector for John. It was just a question of which one of them would reach him first.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George, and today I'm joined by my co-host Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, George.
Well, folks, we're doing the border crossing again. We're back in Massachusetts at Dave's house to talk about a game that's going to a customer in the next couple days, Terminator 2. Dave, can you start us off and give us a little bit of background on this game?
Sure. Terminator 2, Williams, July 1991. This is a Steve Ritchie game, and it is the first game to feature video mode, first game with a swing-out cannon, and first game with a standard dot matrix display. Supposed to be the first game, actually was delayed, so Gilligan's Island was the first one, but they were planned to be this one here, T2. Also, the... people have seen the movie, of course, the liquid metal guy, Robert Patrick, the T-1000, was supposed to be, you know, a secret about that in the movie, so they kind of didn't show him prominently in the game until the movie was finally released, and they did put a little animation with him opening a door and getting shot by Arnie with a shotgun in a graphic, in a DMD graphic, when the an extra ball scene. The production of the game was 15,000 units, so high production game.
That many?
Yeah, 15,000.
Was that one of their highest?
I'd say one of their highest. Anything over like, you know, 13,000 above, you know, high production. 20,000 around there, that's top.
I want to stop you for a second. This machine was released close to the movie opening?
Yes, it was.
So that's why certain assets weren't in the game?
Correct.
Okay, I don't know the game that well, so I don't know what is and what isn't missing.
Yeah, so just though there's a T-1000 liquid metal villain.
No, I was watching it the other day.
Okay.
For the upteenth time. This is one of the movies I've actually watched and actually like.
Wow.
So,
All right, George.
No going at me of, George, you don't know this movie, do you? No, I do. I do know this movie. I only got so far the other night because we were dog sitting yet again, and Cooper had an accident, and it wasn't from the back end; it was from the front end. Just leave it at that. I was watching the movie, so he was not in. He was not very well revered at that point in time.
So you're gonna rename him Puker?
It is one of the nicknames he has acquired over time. Actually, I call him Bob Puker.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's good times.
Good seat, sir. You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on. Oh, I must be in the front row.
So continue. I'm sorry.
That's right. Art by Doug Watson. Famous Doug Watson. He's done a lot of games back in the day, especially in the classic Stern segment.
So what's his claim to fame?
Big Game, Quicksilver, Flight 2000. Did Dragon Fist, Split Second. Then for Bally stuff, he did Kings of Steel, Fireball Classic. He did...
Wow, we've only done one of his games before, Quicksilver. That's a long time. That's when we first got started.
Yeah.
So we got a couple on that list that we might come to, no promises, soon.
And Indiana Jones, of course, which I just restored back about a year ago.
Yeah, that's one we haven't done on, but maybe it'll come through here at some point.
Too bad we didn't. It did come through here. I don't know why we didn't do it. I had that all
done. I don't know. We had something come up, I'm sure.
And it had to go, so there you go.
I mean, think about it. I've seen you more times in the last month than I saw you in the previous year and a half.
Although a Black Knight 2000 is coming up soon to be restored, so we can that'll be one to do.
Well, we played that. The last time I played that was at Pintastic 2 years ago. Wasn't that one of the finalists?
It was.
Okay.
That was the one that was winning multiple years, I think, that one.
It was a beautiful looking game, if I recall.
Branner, of course, did the music and sound. You know, you can tell by the music and sound, it's Chris Branner. That's what he did back in the time.
So did they use actual sound clips from the movie?
They did. They used the music was definitely, you know, dun 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 dun, you know, that T2 music. They used for Arnold's voice. Arnie's definitely lock sequence initiated, you know, that stuff.
Okay.
You know, his little Austrian thing.
I don't remember that in the movie.
No, that wasn't the movie, but Arnie said,
I was going to say, I don't remember that.
Arnie did special sound clips for him.
Okay.
And in fact, there's a little fact.
I mean, thinking of how big a movie star that man is, it's kind of amazing that he even did the voiceover work for this game.
Yeah, I can't see they're going to pay him a heck of a lot of money to do it. I think it's more like, well,
I don't think he really needs it.
No, well, Arnie, we're going to put your face in the front of this game, and it's going to be all about you, and so, you know, an homage to you, Arnie. So
I know it's a, you know, it's okay, something that a lot of people of Providence in Hollywood want to have their face on things, so that makes sense. And a lot of people strive to be on a pinball machine for whatever reason.
I got a factoid, an interesting little side note about Steve Ritchie. So, as you know, Steve Ritchie's a Star Trek fan.
He's not going to yell at us, is he?
No. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think so. I think he'll like this. You know, he's a Star Trek fan. He made Star Trek Next Gen, so he made T2 prior to. So T2 inspired him to design Star Trek Next Generation a few years later, and Steve, along with other Star Trek fans, really loathed the actor Will Wheaton, as Will portrayed the awkward, geeky science dweeb Wesley Crusher on the show.
He's the guy I see on, what's the TV show? With Sheldon.
Sorry. Yeah, they're always...
Yeah, Will, his arch nemesis.
Arch nemesis, well, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not a Star Trek fan. That's the other... I wouldn't know him if I tried.
Well, I'm glad you brought the reference in about the... what's it, not Third Rock from the Sun, whatever that show is. Something theory.
Whatever, the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that one there. Yeah. Steve found, so he doesn't care for Wesley. He doesn't care for Will Wheaton, and a lot of Star Trek fans didn't either. So Steve, you know, being a humorous guy, he found a humorous way to take out his pent-up, obsessed aggression on Mr. Wheaton via an Arnold quote in the game. So he had Arnie do this quote, and the quote, of course, is, "Fire at will."
Oh, geez.
You guys are screwy.
Yes.
What is really wrong? Dad jokes abound on this dopey show. You're like, do you go and look this stuff up?
No, I make
just
it,
to play it.
I make it up on the top of my head. But Joe, it's gonna get better. You'll see the game.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
When you go downstairs, you're gonna see.
I can't wait. Terrific. Okay, anything else you want to talk about this game? You should talk about what you did to the game that you're sending off to your customer.
All right, so what we did to this game. This game was a pretty nice example to start with. Nice play field. Took it all apart, of course, the top side, stripped it down. But what? What?
Oh, you had to repair something.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, so, oh yeah, the gun. The guns on these games, the turret gun and on Star Trek Next Gen, they
You mean the crotch breaker?
No, not that. That's a different gun. That's the gun trigger, the gun handle. That thing there, just like in Indiana Jones and the other games, and that is the crotch breaker. You run into that thing, you're the wrong height or whatever, ouch. You know, you're going to be a soprano. But I'm talking about the actual cannon that goes back and forth. That Star Trek Next Gen has two of them. This game has one of them. This is the first game that utilized this. They put some kind of grease on there that turns into glue after about 20 years. And so when you first turn the game on, when I had it, when I first was working on it, it was going, it's hardly even turning. It's struggling.
Is it moved by a motor? Or
a motor.
So, okay.
Motor's trying to turn
it. That's probably not very good for it.
And struggling. And so I took that all apart, removed all that gluey stuff and you know, made it nice and smooth again. Now it's like butter.
Clean, clean, clean.
Clean, clean, clean. Happy, happy. And, you know, adjusted the switches on that. Rebuilt the flippers. Actually, another thing I did is rebuilt all the pup bumpers too. But instead of using the white bodies with a opaque red skirt and a clear top, I went and upgraded with a clear red top, clear red body, and clear red skirt. So it's all clear red, and put a red LED inside each one of them. So, and I also put red GI at the top lane guides up there. So that's all red. Arnie's lights.
I knew we were coming to this.
Arnie's eyeballs. Okay, when they put the T, what is it called? Not a T-1000. The 101, model 101. Yeah, that's what he is. That exoskeleton thing there at the toy at the top of the game. It looks like the guy from Futurama. Who is the robot from Futurama with the eyes that are out like...
Bender.
It's like Bender. They put Bender eyes in this thing.
Not exactly.
All right, but pretty much.
I have a little bit better analogy.
Okay, what's your analogy?
When I was in high school, one of my friends had a dog who had a nickname. He was a male dog. His name was Humper.
Okay.
Do I need to go any farther?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what the eyes look like.
I see.
Yeah.
I
don't want to.
Okay.
In code, you can get it.
Oh,
folks.
You can get it.
Right.
Just think about it. The gears will turn.
Right. If you've ever had to shake Woofy off your leg, you get what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, there's that. So other people have the same, you know, problem with the game. They said, that's got to be something better. So someone designed these LEDs, bright red LEDs with like a metal surround that looks perfectly like the actual movie eyes he had. And I put those in instead, way better. It looks just way more how it's supposed to be in the first place. So those are in there. What else did I do to the game? I put color-changing LEDs in the back box where the hunter-killer ships are. So it looks like they have roving searchlights in the back glass. I put red LEDs over where the Terminator lettering is up there. Some blue LEDs for like the sky and the searchlights up there. So a lot of little LED tricks I did on the back glass. And
doesn't sound like you had any real issues, board issues, or...
Well, I did go through the boards. The typical...
What board set is this again?
This is the WPC board set. Really reliable board set. One of the best things Williams ever did.
WPC 89 that we talked about,
yes.
I think, in our last episode.
Yeah.
One of our last episodes.
Good stuff. Very buildable. Especially if it doesn't get any alkaline damage from the battery, of course. But with this one, it didn't. So, you know, NVRAM, all that stuff. Rebuilt the 5 volts on the main driver board, that kind of thing. The gun trigger, the crotch breaker there. That always, on all these games, it's always been so used up that the spring is broken and internally, so it kind of doesn't really, you got to really pull it hard to make it go.
So it's mechanical?
It's mechanical, and it pushes a little micro switch at the end of it. So you can change out the micro switch too, which I usually do just in case, but you got to take apart the whole gun. You got to replace the spring in there, which I've actually, you can get it from Marco, but you actually can just cut a regular return spring from a shooter rod, cut it down the right way, and it works the same. So I put that in there, cleaned it all up, especially they had that Williams special glue, which is actually their lubrication, but turns into glue. That was in there. So I got rid of that, buffed the whole
gun trigger. So no lubricant moving forward? You keep it clean?
No, for that one there, I put in some special stuff from Steve Young. He has some special EM lubrication he sells, a little formulation.
Steve Young's EM juice,
yes. I use that all the time. It's super slippery. It's great stuff. Hopefully it won't turn to glue down the road, but so far so good. So now the gun works like butter, like it's supposed to. What else? Oh, another thing I did was... Oh, yeah. The Hunter Killer ship. The one that is over the Fire at Will targets there on the left, there's five white...
The five white
stand-ups,
targets.
Yep. So on that there, I decided to take some color-changing LEDs, real small ones that are on modern Stern games, tuck them up inside each one of the engines there, have them face down, and wire that into the GI. So that's constantly showing different colored lights aiming down. So it's almost like it's searchlighting the gamer on that area. And a little modification.
Okay, so you did a lot of LED work.
Yeah.
Anything else before we move to a little bit about the object of this game? If there is one.
Oh, there's objects, sure.
Well,
shoot the ramps.
Well, let me read what I found.
I kid.
And you tell me how accurate this is. Okay. This game does not have one single objective. It revolves around many different objectives. Any one objective can be singled out and concentrated on to get a good score. Hence, the Eric Stone effect.
Right.
Scores over 200 million require using more than one, possibly all, objectives. That sounds like a pretty good score.
It is a pretty good score, because I think my high score right now is 134.
Here's... I asked Dave before we got on, and I think I learned enough to be dangerous on this game. Seems like there's three things you want to do. One is you want to get multi-ball. What's that involve? Hitting the target under the Terminator head, getting it in there again. It goes over to the cannon. You hit the cannon. If you hit the target, one of the five targets that's blinking, you get a multi-ball. Off you go. Would that be one thing?
Yeah.
Second thing would be ramp shots. I'm going to read it. Shooting ramp shots with red arrows lights advanced security levels. Originally, both lights are lit, but after either ramp has been made first time, they alternate. Okay, makes sense. They reward you with $1 million for each consecutive shot. Okay. And all 10 security circles are complete, you advance to the high-scoring payback time. I think you were talking about that.
Yeah.
For 20 seconds, so there's a timed mode in here.
There's a couple time modes in here.
And that's operator adjustable. I want to come back to that. Don't let me forget. Operator adjustments on it. It seems like there's quite a few different ways that you can either conservatively or liberally play this game.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 shots worth 5 million. These shots can be made repeatedly, and there's no required order that you have to hit them. And they list them. So that's 2. And then I think the other third thing that I would say for people who've never played the game, the chase loop feature, is that the loop that goes on the outside?
The outside, yes, because you're being chased by the T-1000 in the big truck when you're on the bike.
When the player shoots the ball around the chase loop once, he receives 250,000 points. The next rectangle in the line becomes flashing, 500,000 points. And the chase loop, million light is flashing. Okay.
The also one other cool thing about
so
that.
So do you have to do that consecutively without hitting anything else?
Consecutively, and it times out.
Oh, so that's hard too. So they've made this
a... And the neat feedback sound feature of that. The first time you shoot around there, the sound of a motorcycle escaping, going... And then the second time you do it, when you do it right away, then you have the sound of a big 18-wheeler.
I'm going to leave it to you to point that out when we're playing.
Okay.
Let's see. There's a video mode in the game. Again, I don't know if we'll get there. But that seems to be the basics. Is there anything else... I mean, I'm not going to read this, one-page thing somebody put together. Is there anything else that you can think of for a novice or somebody who's never played the game like me?
Yeah, there's the jackpot. You know, the jackpot, you must load the cannon, shoot the ball, shoot it from the ball pumper to the cannon, shoot it, and you'll get a jackpot, and then I think you'll get the multi-ball. You get the multi-ball, of course. Once you get multi-ball, shoot the ball in there again, the target goes up so you can't get back there again. The ball stays locked underneath Arnie, and you have to go lock the other two balls, or one of the other two, lock both balls if you can. If you lock one ball and then I think shoot the target, then the ball will pop over to the cannon, and you'll get it'll be a 2x super jackpot. If you lock two balls, so all three balls are locked, it'll come over and you get a 3x. And that gets really lucrative, because then you can get, I think, millions of points, 10, 20, and 30 million points, respectively. And the funny thing is, as you'll hear in the game, Arnie will say, get the jackpot. But when it's super jackpot, he will say, get the stupid jackpot. At least that's what it sounds like to me. Get the stupid jackpot.
The Terminator head and target, you can hit that multiple times in a ball?
Affirmative.
If you're going to try to play this game, there's only a handful of shots you really need to master. I'm sure they're not easy, but...
They're not. They're kind of tight. There are some tight shots in there to get, and it's tough to backhand. You can backhand the Arnie target shot, but it's tough.
Okay.
And sometimes it comes as you know straight down the middle, too.
I know all about that. Anything else about the game before we...
Yeah, one more thing I did. Warm LEDs all around, except for and a couple warm colored LEDs under the insert lights, but not too crazy, because I don't like that flashy light effect and it kind of.
I'm not going to start calling you Rainbow Dave, am I?
No. I'm very very conservative on that. No, warm GI all around, and what else do we do? We did clear Titans all around, or clear well pinball light version anyway, silicone stuff, clear silicone. And some colored silicone for the post sleeves.
Okay, I just saw on this sheet that I'm reading. It was written by a Dean St. Antoine from Fontana, California. Well, here we are again, down in the basement. Dave's going to start us off playing a two-player game of Terminator 2. Go ahead, Dave. Get us going.
All right, George, one thing. Do you notice the hunter-killer ship there? Do you notice anything special about that? I modified it?
Yes, I noticed the face and the name, Will Wheaton.
So I did a cutout of Will Wheaton as an ensign, and I put a big sticker that says Will on him. So he's very prominent, and he's flying the hunter-killer ship. So when Arnie says fire at Will, we're going to be firing at Will.
You are. You are.
We're doing this for you, Steve. All right?
Yeah. Okay. Nice looking game. Lights look great. Dave's going to plunge. So this has got a cross plunge. This does not go all the way to the top of the game.
No, it's a skill shot. Did I not get the skill shot?
How much is the skill shot worth? You know?
I think it's 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Every time you get it, it goes up and up and up. Right now I'm hitting.
So far, Dave has shot nothing.
Let's see if I can go around. There we go.
There we go. Okay, so that just went up the left side. Oh, why did it come back?
Because it's a saucer.
Oh, so it doesn't get caught or anything? It just goes up and then comes back?
It goes up and comes back. It picks things up and puts things down.
Oh, this has got a... I lift things up, I put them down. So it's got a kicker. Are we allowed to call it a kicker on the left-hand side?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, because I think every time we...
Oh, I got denied. There you go.
Oh, there you go. So Dave just loaded up the cannon.
Listen, here he goes. Fire at Will. Here we go. There.
Oh, and he hit it.
I fired at Will.
Now, it went too fast for me. So he's got multi-ball already.
I do.
You're telling me that you got schnookered on this game. You didn't get schnookered.
Well, there we go. Now we got a ball locked. Now we got a party.
Oh, okay. So I didn't even realize that. There's a saucer on the left-hand side that locks the ball.
It's a time shot right now. I've got 4 seconds to get...
To get what?
To get another lock.
To get what lock? Oh, you just did. Why did it come out?
No, I got
to
do it again. There we go. I have to get... Oh, you son of a bitch. All right, that's going to give it back to me. Lock the ball. 8 seconds. Oh, get the jackpot. Here we go. Fire it.
Now,
Will.
Does that white light move or no?
Awesome.
Guess not.
No, it stays there. For the super jackpot,
I thought that white light moved.
Well, for the super jackpot, it moves, but not for the regular one.
Okay.
The stupid jackpot, as Arnie says. Get the stupid jackpot. So we're going to try to get the stupid jackpot in a second. Let's see.
Well, so far, Jay's got 15 million points. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's...
Oh, you bum.
Okay, so he's lost... Two out of the three balls. It's down to one now. And there's a lot of rubber on this game from what I can see.
Yeah, there sure is.
And
I'm hitting all of them.
Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on here for somebody who's never played the game before. Okay, so Dave just got in the left saucer. Now, did you select that or did the game?
No, it did by itself.
Okay, Dave just got it up into the upper...
Multipliers.
The upper lanes. There's three upper lanes. Warning. What did you do?
That's a tilt. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I think I hit a little too hard.
Maybe you'll give me a chance.
Maybe.
Okay, Dave's got a lot of stuff left.
I did until I just lost the ball.
Okay, I got a bunch of questions.
I'll see if I have any answers, George. I'll try to have some answers for you.
Now, these CPU lit lights.
Yes.
Oh, so they start off unlit.
Right.
So you had a lot of those lit.
And you want to get the one, see, it says million when flashing. I think you want to hit that one.
Oh, and now for the skill shot, it does move.
Yeah, so you got to time it. Okay. I think it's the second from the top is when you want to do it. Oh, you got it, George. You got a direct hit.
I'm a quick study.
Look at that. Look at you go.
Okay, so let's try Terminator head.
All right, you got that.
Oh, that's right. This game's got...
You got a little post, the middle post
there. It's got a middle post between the flippers, which is awesome.
All right, George is trying to go for that Arnie head. Going around, got the saucer at the top.
Oh, okay, so it does drop into the lane sometimes.
It does, sometimes.
Oh, and I just got
lane change.
What's that do?
That gets a multiplier, George.
So I have...
You have two times right now.
And how many multipliers can you get on this
game?
Up to
eight.
Up to eight?
Yep.
Oh, so you can build a gigantic boat.
You certainly can.
No, that doesn't help. Okay, so I'm getting killed right now.
Not a bad first time out.
Yeah, 19 million to 3 million? Hello?
I got a direct hit.
Okay, so that just took you to 20 million. So you're right, it's a million points. And you got a lot of stuff.
Give me a ball save.
Why is all that stuff lit up?
That's a good question. I don't know why that's flashing. I don't know, George.
I have very little lit up. Oh, I didn't notice that either. The Terminator head in the middle of the plate field.
And by the way, every ball, it goes faster and faster. Now it's faster going back and forth. It's tougher and tougher.
I'm looking to pull the...
Well, no, I think it's every time you get it. You got it the first time. Now it's going to make it harder. Now you got 2 million for that.
Okay, so I got to hit that target again.
Yeah, every time you hit those red targets, you increase the left lane.
Okay, so I got in the Terminator head.
Oh, take your best shot. Fire Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton, fire.
Nope,
you missed Will Wheaton.
Missed him. I'm not used to going for the grip, the handle. Okay.
You know, I'm gonna keep Will Wheaton on here for the customer. He's gonna appreciate it.
Yeah. He'll get it. He'll get your dad joke. Okay, George, how much more rubber? Call me the rubber band man. Holy crow.
All right, George. He's getting rubber. Oh,
no.
Out you go.
Okay. This might be a...
Sometimes he says, hasta la vista, baby. And his little mouth lights up when he does that.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That mouth lights up, too?
It does. It says, hasta la
vista,
baby.
Oh, look at that.
Baby.
Oh, I saw it.
Did it go? Did it sit in the light?
I saw it kind of flicker. Yeah, this game's got a lot of lights in it.
It does.
And it's got a lot of bezels on the play field.
See, now I get them all lit up over there. Come on. Baby, see? Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, yeah, got it. He's got 3 million.
That's 3 million?
That's 3 million, yep.
No!
Of course, George, you can tell I have a subwoofer on this game, too.
No, it sounds... The whole game
is... That bass punch.
Again.
Did I do good, George?
You did great.
Okay.
I mean, you know I don't know a lot about these games, as do our audience. It's, No, this is... I think I could see myself playing this game a little bit more. This
nice.
Is fun.
It's fun. Come for something different.
Well, I mean, my game... This game has...
action.
Oh, come on.
Baby.
Okay.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Oh, 23 million to 10 million. Give me a...
You'll get a crushing match here. Will you get a match? No match, George.
Give me a re... Give me a chance to at least try to beat you. I don't think I'm going to.
See, there's that T2 music. Dun, 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 ba, bum, bum, bum. See, they put that in there.
We're going to come up with the Terminator song.
Okay. Cabling by PJ.
Oh, and that's pretty cool too. That CPU lit thing. Did you put LEDs under that too?
I sure did.
Yeah,
put
that's
LEDs
so I
in
can
there.
See how nice and bright it is. No, it looks great.
I actually put color matching LEDs in
no,
there.
No, you're.
I don't know what's happening to me, George. I'm starting to turn
Rainbow
this LED guy.
Day.
Oh boy. Oh no. Not the
somewhere.
Whole
way. Never mind.
You know, I'm just. I'm, you know what? You know what, George? I figured out. I'm just LED curious. That's all. Should we play another
you
game,
know,
George?
You know where to send cards, letters, emails, texts, Instagrams, whatever. End of the show. And you wonder why I don't give out our email address. That's
very smart, George.
Yeah.
Very wise.
Okay, start us up. Let's see if I can at least redeem myself. Probably not. This game's a little bit more complicated.
Now, it says, when it says Judgment Day, it says July 11th, 2029. So that's coming up. So we actually should play this game on that date sometime and see what happens. Maybe the world will start turning backwards or something, or blow up, or maybe Arnie will come out. Who knows? Oh, I missed it again.
All right. About the only thing I've done right. Auto fire.
Yes. Here we go. Up that one.
And I like the yellow colored post rubbers that you put on.
Hey, that's actually Maureen wanted. Maureen decided
see
to do that.
See blue ones now. I'm starting to see a lot more.
And some red. There's some red there behind there.
Yeah, you're. You are. You
color
are,
coordinated.
This is. I'm thinking of calling this Rainbow Day. Okay. Let's see if I can hit this thing.
Nice, George.
It's about the only thing I can do on this game.
We got that going for you.
Okay, let's see if I can hit the Terminator head. Nope.
And no,
and
left
no ramp,
right ramp,
no nothing.
No rubber situation for you. Red target in the middle. You have one more left to go there. Hit the same one again. See, those red targets will... now you increased your left lane value. Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. You get a warning for that one.
Ruh-roh. Thought you were liberal with your tilts there.
I am, but this one is... Yeah, I know. Uncle Tilty.
I'm going to tilt this
Oh,
thing,
nice.
I know it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
You know, Arnie says when you do tilt, eventually, he's going to say, chill out.
Chill out, dickwad.
I got to hit the head. Here we go. And I don't mean the bathroom.
That's a great idea, George, for your next thing. I'm going to put a toilet from South Park instead of the Arnie head, and you hit the toilet. Hit the head. You know, actually, could be hit the head, it'll be a toilet there, it'd be a joke. See? Hit the head.
Okay there, Captain.
Okay. There we go. Direct hit. Direct hit.
All that for 2 million points. And Dave's already passed me, and he's played like 30 seconds.
Not bad.
No, I am bad. You're not bad. Oh. I can't imagine. You really have to know how to score to get 200 million points on this thing.
You do. You have to
line everything up.
Yes.
Okay. Now this is the only.
So if
thing
you shoot
I know
this lane, shoot this left lane here. That's worth something, I think.
I got it again. So I that think. Was 2 million.
Yes,
right?
You did. That is 2 million. Yep. Now you got 4 million.
And now I got the drain again. God. Horrible.
Direct hit.
Well, folks, you're not getting a deep dive on this machine, unfortunately.
Get out. There we go.
Oh, there you go. You got that outside lane.
I want to get the truck making a little truck sound. Multi-ball. Like the normal class one, secure. There. Will I get that? No, it didn't go in there, you bum.
Okay, there you go. Oh, okay, there you go. Multiplier.
Kick back, thank you.
Okay, Dave is not hitting a lot of things. A lot of rubber.
There we go.
There we go. Up top, get the lane. Oh, and it
now,
came back.
I, didn't
I don't like that. Why don't they have like a one-way gate there or something?
I don't know.
Because that lane is all important.
It is.
To get the, you know, to get the multiplier. If it comes back down, kind of defeats the purpose.
Get out. Okay. Get out.
Yeah, Dave's romping again. Okay. It's kind of unique, too, that this game is kind of half plastic ramp and half habit trail. And that one over there is half metal. And wow, this is like a real hybrid.
I initiate the lock sequence. Oh. Keep rubber matching. Bang! Nope, that's not it.
So what are you trying to get, that last target?
I want to get the Arnie hit. There we go.
Okay, so you got the
shot. Fire it. Get Will Wheaton.
Okay, so that five bank does not move, so boom, and you got it.
Great shot. Oh, great shot.
And you got multi-ball.
I do. I want to get the Arnie
So what are some of the settings on this game that you can make it conservative or liberal? Is there anything that really stands out?
Timing settings, I think.
That's about it?
That's it.
So it's pretty much standard out of the box.
There
you go. Terminator head.
I'm going to get the stupid jackpot, I think. No, I didn't get the stupid jackpot. Yes. No, I need. I thought for sure I got the stupid jackpot.
He does sound like he says stupid.
Get the stupid jackpot. Oh, he didn't say it yet.
So you got the chase loop.
Here we go.
Lock the ball.
All right, well, give me the ball. I think Arnie's confused.
Uh-oh. Doing That's a ball right. search?
It's going to do a ball search in a second. Here we go. Get the jackpot.
So now you'll get... Oh, you get the fire because you lost the ball?
I think the game just got confused there for a second.
Yeah, something just...
We got to figure that out.
Because it didn't shoot the ball out of the cannon.
Well, because two balls got kind of... See, right now it's doing something. Let's see.
Okay, you got it in right, there again. Locked. You got it in the head.
All right. Get the jackpot, all right?
Fire at will.
I got Will.
Okay,
awesome.
There you go. Jackpot.
Awesome.
Oh, good. Oh, that's pretty good light show. Good, Sam. This is a fun game.
Yeah.
I like this one.
I like it, George. And it could be yours if the price is right.
Yeah, I don't even want to add. Do you know? Do you have any idea what these things go for on the open market?
Anywhere from...
Got it again. I'm doing really well with that skill shot. If I didn't have that
4 to 8K.
4 to 8K?
Yep.
That's not super bad.
Yeah.
Okay, head. Target. God.
6.1.
I don't like that. Oh, man. Rubber everywhere.
Lock sequence initiated.
Okay, so at least I got the kicker. Now let's see if I can get the head. And I got it.
You got
it. Yay! And here it comes. Oh, I got to grip this thing. I don't like doing that.
You missed Will.
I missed it. I hit it.
That's right. Will misses you.
I don't like that.
Do you like Will?
No. No.
Lock sequence
initiated.
Okay, so I can get that again.
You can. Oh, you got a passcode secured.
No.
There you go. You saved it, George. I was going to go up the left lane, but you got it. And there he goes. Like a motorcycle. Oh, he almost got the truck.
Oh, come on.
22 to 11 mil.
Is that the end?
I think that's the end.
Okay, folks.
Double 60 match. Can it happen? 60 and 60. Oh, almost did. No. One more game?
Oh, we're going to play, but I'm going to cut it here because you beat me twice.
Okay.
But let's put a pause in here. Hang on.
All right.
Well, there won't be a pause.
Well, there will. As soon as it stops this little music thing, it will.
So is this the attract mode?
Yeah, it's kind of the end of the game attract mode. Like, hey, why don't you
is
play
there,
again?
Is there an
put
attract
another
mode
quarter
for this game?
In.
What? Yeah? What's there that? Is an attract mode?
Yeah, it's right here. See? Attract mode.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're saying the music stopped. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Funhouse is the same thing. You finish the game and this whole light show for a while. Once you put another quarter in, when it realizes it can't, when you walk away, then it goes back to this attract mode to attract another sucker to play.
Do you think you'll ever put that game up again?
Funhouse?
Yeah. We've never done.
Not my favorite game, but.
No, it's somebody else's.
Yeah, I'll put it up.
To keep the peace.
I keep asking her if she wants it up again.
Excuse me?
Well, once in a while.
Excuse me?
Maybe I don't keep asking.
I Never mind. That didn't come out right.
Oh, okay. Well,
and that didn't come out right.
That's a different show, George.
Yes. Anyway. Okay, let's put a break here.
Break here.
No problemo.
Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E! Yeah, Dave!
Dave!
Right.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. And if you're looking for that special game you remember playing from your youth, restored by Craftsman to look and play like new condition, look no further, as we may have it here in a restoration queue. Among the ones that are finished and ready for your game room are a look and play like new 1979 Bally Kiss with a new old stock, clear-coated playfield, and a look and play like new 1989 Gottlieb Caribbean Cruise Cocktail Table Multiplayer Multiball Pinball Machine. The following is a list of games in our restoration queue currently. Just drop us a line to let us know which title you desire. Once you put a deposit down for that title is marked for you. Drop us an email for more details at dave@pinballdoctor.com. That is Pinball Doctor, all spelled out, PINBALLDOCTOR.com. For 1990s games, we have Doctor Who and Twilight Zone. 1980s, Bally Hot Doggin, Skateball, Flash Gordon, Embryon, Fireball 2, Sea Witch, Nine Ball, and Firepower. 1970s, Supersonic, Stingray, Paragon, and Superman. And lastly, for the electromechanical era, Captain Fantastic, Top Score, Flipper Pool, and a 1958 Gottlieb Crisscross.
Your clothes, give them to me.